edit this out anyway. But why don't we do it without an intro, and then the fan base can let us know if they want the intro back.
Okay, well, let's just label this in and say we've not done the intro. Let us know if we need to do it or not.
Yeah, there's something charming about the intro that you do. Yeah, I don't know. It's like,
I don't know what I'm...
it starts off like a shit level, and then people are like, oh God, here they are back.
Okay. That's still shit. That's good. Jew. Nothing's changed. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like a nice level for people, and it makes people feel better about themselves.
Right.
And it probably encourages a lot of people to do their own podcasts. So for all the 1,000 watch podcasts that have sprouted up, it's probably all just down to us.
Mm-hmm.
People listening and going, ah, oh, God, we can do better than that.
I can do better. It's not hard. Yeah. Okay. Well,
you stressed me out, Rob, with that.
No,
you don't do well in high stress situations, do you?
I'm like Petronius.
Listen, if Petronius, sorry for the listeners, Rob just had like a bit of a meltdown.
I didn't have a meltdown. My computer was playing up, my audio was playing up, and it was not through no fault of my own, I might add. It was Alex's fault, actually.
He had a total meltdown. Much worse than if Petronius had had that style of meltdown, they'd had to send him for like anger management. And they probably would have taken his wife into protective custody or something like that. Like, you shouldn't be near that level of rage.
Well, I was just actually, funny you should mention that, because I was actually pissed off at my dear wife before, because she told me she hadn't paid a bill, which was a couple of weeks ago. I keep saying that. A couple of weeks ago, which I thought had been paid. So I was thinking, well, she said, it hasn't been paid. What do you mean it hasn't been paid? It was supposed to be paid 2 weeks ago, and it was a decent size one, and I want to, you know, keep the supplier on the good side. And so I was kind of a bit, and I didn't actually yell at her, but, you know, if I yelled at people, I would have yelled at her.
Ah, so it was for Geneva Blue.
Yeah, for Geneva Blue. A local supplier. It was nothing, anyway. Who cares?
How dare she make all the money for your household and pay your bills and forget to pay one of them.
Forget to pay my bills.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. Can't get good help these days. Oh, dear. What have you been up to?
A few things.
A few things.
I like how when you ask what we've been up to, we don't actually know what we've been up to. It's not like the other people who are like telling each other, and they've got to feign some, I guess you might still have to feign some interest.
No, I don't care. Okay, that's enough. Next question.
Too early to do drink checks?
It's a bit early. It feels a bit early. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it yet.
What is it that American politicians do? What is it they call it when they just waffle on? Filibustering.
Is that what that actually means? I don't even know what it meant.
Yeah.
Just waffling.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just drinks. I'm not drinking a Wakachangi again. So I hope you are, because someone's got to. No?
Why?
It's
not my turn yet.
And you think we do things structured. I'm drinking a double pint of Dark and Stormy again.
A double pint.
Well, my big liter preserving jar.
Yeah, I still want to see a picture of this because I don't know if I
Yeah, I'll send it to you right now. Hang on.
Believe you.
Yeah, believe me. Why don't you even believe me?
What did you say? It's a liter.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly a liter, and I've already drunk a bit, so there's not quite a liter left. I don't know how I can get the scale of the thing to you. I'll just share that with you, okay? You know what I mean. It's like the big anyway. Where are you? WhatsApp. Let me see there. Boom. Done. There you go. But it's kind of misleading because it has those big whiskey tumbler ice sphere things. You know, they take up a bit of room.
How big are they? Have you sent it? You haven't sent it yet.
Oh, I did. Haven't got it. I already sent it. Oh.
How long?
Just did then.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It's got a screw top. I mean, it hasn't got a top. I don't use a top. But, I mean, you know, it's just the typical big olive ones you find in the... I've described this at least 10 times, five times.
It looks, for the listeners, it looks like...
What do you mean? I don't think I can explain it. Describe, what do you mean? What have I been describing it as for the listeners?
You've just said a big olive jar thing. I'm going to describe what it looks like. It looks like... an unhealthy urine sample that somebody's put a couple of big chunks of ice in for whatever reason.
Yeah, I guess it could be like could be construed as that. Yeah, but it's not. Believe me, I will have an unhealthy urine sample later, probably after a few more drinks after this. But at the moment, it's all good. Oh, good. So that's what I'm drinking, a dark and stormy. This time I forget which one I used. I didn't use a Bundaberg rum, dark rum. I used the old Sailor Jerry cheap and nasty one, I think.
Is Sailor Jerry cheap and nasty? It used to be... I don't know. It used to be like a bit posh.
Was it?
Back in Scotland.
I think it was the cheapest one I could find here.
Sailor Jerry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a rum specialist, but I mean, it's cheap and nasty compared to Zacapata.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
But that's not dark rum, I suppose.
Just reading all your post-it notes here. You've got more post-it notes than tabs.
Yeah, don't read them too closely because someone's probably, oh, no, that's fine. What's that one there? Oh, there's the one there about when I was calculating which Earl of Bothwell you were. I don't know what's still
really?
Stuck on there.
Yeah. So you've got like on TV shows when the people get cue cards, you get your own cue cards.
I'm stuck in the. I'll take it off right now because I've never actually referred to it since. We know that you're the 16th Earl of Bothwell, and the first.
Oh, actually, yeah, I can see it. 4th Earl of Bothwell.
No, that was the other one. Earl of Orkney, the first Duke of Orkney. That's what he was. That's the third husband of Mary. And you're 12 generations later, so you're the 16th and the. You might not even be the Duke of Orkney anymore. I think they took that off you. Probably.
Say 480 years of age. So it's...
A go. Goodness.
You've got an absolute cheek to be giving your wife shit about not paying a bill. This is what you spend your time doing. I'm busy doing research for the podcast. Too busy to take the rubbish out.
Desk looks a bit of a mess on that side of my desk, to be honest, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Ah, well, never mind. Good. Okay, what am I drinking?
What are you drinking?
Good question.
Please tell me what are you drinking, what you are drinking.
I've got a cider.
Oh, okay.
Which I went on a picnic at the weekend with
Bleep
from Bleep. And I liked it so much when you did the Bleep thing already. So,
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So I went to get the other person at the picnic wasn't drinking. So I went to get a couple of drinks, but then I saw too many drinks that I liked. So I ended up having like 12 different cans of cider.
As you do.
So I rocked up to the picnic and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? This is like, this isn't like a music festival. So I ended up falling asleep just on the grass, which is nice. But this is the second of my last two cans of cider, and it's Thatcher's Gold Apple Cider, medium dry, four generations of cider makers, established 1904.
Right, I've had a Thatcher's, but I'm not sure if all the rest of the stuff after was the same. Is it good?
Cider, like you just, there's not nothing.
Yeah.
You never have any cider, and you're like, this is the most amazing cider of all times. It's just, it's either palatable or it's not.
I disagree. I think if you go to, in France, the cider spots, wherever they are, where is it? Anyway, there's some, yeah. You go to a ciderery, a farm, and they got really good cider, and they got dry and sweet and everything else, and you get one in between, you get one you like. Bit of flavor, bit of something else. They're not all the same. I mean, well, maybe.
Have you ever had a flagon of cider?
A flagon?
Yeah.
I have, in the UK, I used to drink a bit of cider, but no, not recently, no.
But you never had any out of an actual flagon, like a stone flagon?
No, I don't think so. Out of kegs, I have.
Yeah, now you need the stone jug thing with a little finger hole. For the authentic kind of
yeah, you drink it out
experience.
Of a bowl. You drink it out of like a bowl, like a terracotta bowl.
No, it's like a big stone jug thing.
Okay,
flagon. Look at
I know. I mean, the flagon over here, mate. It's just like the big bottle or big I don't know what they call a flagon. There's a it's a technical term for a size of bottle of beer you get here.
Ah, yeah, maybe it's like a measure. Maybe it's a measure more than the actual.
No, but I know you're talking about receptacle. Receptacle, that's a big word.
Can only be used in conjunction with flagon.
I've not had it out of a stone receptacle, I don't think.
Mm.
No. Normandy, that's where they have a good cider in France.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm seldom wrong.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sure your wife would disagree.
When it comes to some things.
Good.
Yeah, okay. So you're drinking a Thatcher's cider. Excellent. And what are you wearing?
It's your turn for the...
Oh, we don't have to do the... Yeah. In order? We don't have to do in order.
Okay. I'm wearing my reference number that I can't remember. Rolex Air King Precision. You on mute? You're on mute, Rob, you numpty.
How did I put myself on mute?
I don't know.
Hang on. That's weird. It's quite, so now it's my thing's so used to putting itself on mute, it puts itself on mute. It doesn't even ask me. And I was trying to be clever. I was doing a big pause, so you'd think I was on mute, and I actually was on
mute. But you were actually on mute.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? What was I saying? What did I say? No, that was 2 minutes. Yes. Nice.
It was worth the wait for the... Honestly, it's amazing how you're always on mute, and then when it comes to editing your podcast, where you're like, and I'm like, I don't know how he puts himself, like, what is he doing when he actually puts himself on mute?
I've never coughed without being on mute, apart from a few little throat clears when occasionally.
I meant to send you a picture last night, actually, of... when I was editing the podcast with Adrian.
Why didn't you?
Convo piece. And it was my line and your line. And it was just like, blip, 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 blip. All the is like, blip, 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 blip. And then just my one was just a still flat.
Why are we blipping? What do you mean? Why?
That wasn't bleeping. It was just all these blip, blips, wave blips of you saying stuff when I was looking at the audio file.
While he was talking.
Yeah, and you were like, yep.
Showing interest, expressing, making listening noises. I know, I did see that when it was happening. But
I've noticed you do that less when you're on with me now.
Yeah, see, I'm getting there. You know, in about 10 years' time, I reckon.
I'll be dead.
Yeah, well, maybe. Anyway, what am I wearing?
What are you wearing?
Ah, well, apparently I'm wearing a... What did Thingamajee say it was? Hang on a sec. He called it a, John Watchmaker, called it a Seiko Neo. I'm wearing a Seiko Neo. It's one I posted recently with a pair of those Puma driving shoes. My new, what do you call them? Drift Cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, so that's all. It's kind of like a... piloty looking Seiko.
Cool.
I bought it. It's cool,
like big hands, big numbers.
Yeah. I don't think you can get it here, or you could get it here. It was a Hong Kong version, and I kind of took my fancy when I was there once, and I grabbed it, and I had worn it very little. Actually, someone borrowed it off me, and I didn't get it back for a couple of years. But now I got it back, threw it on a lovely Geneva blue Horween asbestos strap. And enjoying it, basically. It's got a very very fine second hand. It's a nice thing. Yeah. It's cheap and cheerful. Good. Okay.
Excellent.
Yes. Excellent.
While we're talking about watches, before we get on to actually talking about the actual watches.
Right.
Do you think I should sell my Speedmaster?
Why would you do that?
Because I'm not wearing it. It's like I find it a bit boring there or something. Actually, the only time I like wearing it is when it's on the asbestos strap that you gave me.
Yes. It's Hesselite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, someone else was selling one, weren't they? Someone we know, I think.
Yeah, one of the guys, Kenneth?
Meant to get back to him. From... If anyone wants one, reach out to us. Point in the right direction.
Will you like send me a message and just blank him? Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Someone commented on that thing, the convo piece one, saying, just finished the episode, really enjoyed it. Adrian is a super interesting guy and very well spoken. We knew that he's well spoken. It was a nice change of pace to have a shorter episode. You should do that more often. Well,
who said that?
We're not going to.
JP. JP's an idiot.
Shout out to JP. We're live. We're criticizing him live.
There was one JP said before. Yeah, JP said he didn't like Rob's drawers. We only like positive.
He didn't like Rob's drawers. Yeah, fair enough.
It was a nice change of pace to have a. I don't like these people coming and getting in your ear about having shorter episodes. I was going to say, actually, when I came on tonight, I was going to say, listen, Rob, I can only do 4 hours tonight. I hope that's okay.
Well, we'll see what we can do. 4 hours. It might be doable. I was supposed to go out at 6 o'clock. That's in 15 minutes. I think I'm going to have to forget about that.
Where were you going?
Just out of pub with some blokes.
Okay.
I kind of said I might not be there. Yeah, so there you go. JP says do it shorter. We say no.
No. Thanks for the feedback, though, JP. Thank you. All feedback gratefully accepted.
Gratefully accepted and ignored.
Ignored.
Mm-hmm.
What about my Speedmaster? Should I sell my Speedmaster? Yeah? No.
Depends. I mean, it's... I don't know. Yeah, they have a bit of premium on them now, isn't there? Price-wise. Some of them have gone silly. No, I don't think you should at the moment, unless you get desperate. I mean, you can always fund something else. When I bring my watch out, or even a limited edition of something, someone else's watch for me, then you sell your Speedmaster.
Okay.
Until then, just hold fire. Hang on. Right, stand by. Okay. Stand by.
Glad you can give me an unbiased opinion.
Yeah.
Advice. About exactly. What I should
totally
do.
Unbiased. Totally. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I've got all dirty fingers. I didn't have time to wash my hands. I've been putting a stem, a winding stem, to the right length. I cut it and ground it to the right length. And then I thought, Staff, it's time to do my thing. Well, actually, I was already here an hour ago because of your daylight saving or non-saving, whatever it is. Your time is always a certain time here. So I got on at that time and then you're an hour late. You want to do it an hour later. So I'm thinking, okay. So then I got back to my job, what I was working on. And I didn't get time to wash my fingers. My fingertips are a bit dirty. So I'm a bit paranoid about that. Oh, what's going on? Alex has got a dodgy... I don't know whether that's Alex's or mine. What happened there? What a Muppet.
I don't know. What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I was cruising along here normally, and then it's yours.
You were like, my fingernails are so dirty.
You blanked out.
I had to do a monologue.
I was doing a monologue. You have to put them together. Oh, dear. Muppet. Indeed. So, okay, that's watches. And what else are we talking about?
Why don't we go over some of the exciting... You know what? I think the selection of... stuff that I sent you through, there's some better stuff in there than normal. I don't think it's going to be all negative.
You're going all funny again. No, it's not all negative. No, I would just like to get something across first. I don't know why I made a note last time of fried pizza. What were we talking about, fried pizza? Was that in a conversation?
What are you? I don't know if we actually recorded it, but I think I was talking about fried pizza.
Yeah, and I remember I needed to ask you about it. Why are we talking about that, and what is it? Is that a Scottish delicacy?
Yeah, I went to hang out with the book watcher and the humble horologists, and we all had to bring along a delicacy from our home country. So Sean made... barbecue ribs. Jarrett made fried rice. I think he got his wife to make fried rice. And I was going to make haggis, but then I don't like haggis. So instead I made deep fried pizza in batter, which was the absolute winner of all the dishes.
How do you make it? That's what I was going to, I think that's what I was going to ask you. Maybe I should have asked this pre-recording. But it's more interesting than watches.
So you just take some frozen pizza.
Okay.
And kind of cheese, preferably cheese. It's got to be kind of a bit on the thick side. And then you just dip it in batter and then deep fry it. And it's then lots of salt and vinegar. And it's possibly the most delicious thing of all time. It cooks it. The the base kind of goes kind of chewy and gooey. It's so good. It's called a pizza crunch.
Can you send me a recipe and directions about how to do that?
You just make a batter.
I make it batter. I mean, I don't do batter. Is such an Aussie or not an Aussie, but a British thing. It just sucks. No one else in the known civilized world does batter like you guys do.
Well, I made it for the first time, and it was
Especially for it was okay. I know you're Scottish guys. You like deep fry pretty much everything, don't you?
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. I thought this is going to be like I don't want to make haggis because it's stinking and nobody likes it. I thought, what could people like? And my favorite Scottish delicacy is deep-fried pizza. It's got to be in batter, though. If it's just deep-fried pizza, which we do as well, it's not as good. The batter keeps everything inside.
What do you make the batter out of? Like beer batter or what? It
perfectly.
Or just batter?
Yeah, just flour and... I'm trying to remember what batter is. You ought to see me when I was making the batter and trying to deep-fry these things. I was just covered in batter. Had it all over my clothes, all over the cats, all over the floor. It was in my hair. And I was like, that was just me doing like one quarter of a pizza. By the end, I was like you earlier on when you were trying to get the microphone to work. I was having a total fucking meltdown. It's great.
What, did you do it in slices or quarters? You cut up the pizza because that fits in your deep fryer. What if you haven't got a deep fryer? We don't have, I don't do bad deep frying stuff. It's just so... Oh, it's
you like pizza, pizza though, don't you?
Love pizza.
I know. That's got you intrigued.
Yeah, it has. I must admit it has.
Just use a pot. You've got a pot, right?
Pot.
Just use a pot.
My dad can sell me pot here or what?
Like a big a pot you would cook pasta.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay.
That's what I just used a really deep sided frying pan, which is ruined forever. It's absolutely fucked. But you can. I had like third degree burns.
I'm picturing it
so many times. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it's, because, anyway, you should try it out. And it's
you
delicious.
You must have got a lot of, what was I going to say? Don't know.
Are you sure we haven't talked about it? The best bit was when I turned up. And because nobody knew what haggis looked like, they thought I'd brought haggis. And I got this deep fried pizza. And there were Jarrett was taking photographs to send back to his wife. And she said, send me a picture of what the haggis looks like. And then he's like, oh, is this what haggis looks like? And I was like, no, this is what deep fried pizza looks like. And they wouldn't. I could have just said, this is haggis.
Yeah,
and they would
have
eaten it and gone like, wow, this isn't as bad as I thought. It tastes a lot like pizza. For years to come, people would have talked about haggis and somebody would have said, I tasted it once. It tasted just like pizza.
Yeah. And they go, hang on, what? You must have got points for effort, though, as well, then, because it sounds like it was quite a big...
Well, I don't know. Sean spent a lot of time doing his ribs. He did, like, a whole rack of ribs.
With a special rub or something or other.
Yeah. The like, 40 different ingredients. And that's where I saw Jarrett's new Holton Ricks watch.
Right. That's where I've got Holton Ricks and fried pizza, and I don't know why. Yes. Written down, and that's what you're talking about. Yeah, some get together where I wasn't there. Obviously, I wasn't invited. Hurtful buggers. Cool. Okay. Right. Okay. I've got that. I can cross that off then. Okay.
Good. Yeah.
Should we talk about watches?
Close that tab.
I don't have a tab on deep fried. Maybe I should have had. I should have looked it up first. Google deep fried pizza. Why not?
Well, since we're talking about Holton Ricks, which is an independent watch, why don't we slip comfortably into the Robin the Regulator Independence Corner.
You look like you sound like you're like the what do they used to do on top not Top Gear the other one Grand Tour.
Yeah,
when it was they used to talk about Conversation Corner or something or other or slip into the Independence Corner. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Okay. Right, what should we start with? Moritz Grossmann.
Well, how many have we got?
I bet, I don't know. There's quite a few coming through on my email. I ignored half of them.
One, two.
Oh, is the Independence? Three. Yeah.
You, Chopard? Is Chopard an Independent?
Zinn is an Independent?
I guess you could, but then are we going to count Rolex as an Independent?
Depend on AP is Independent? Depends on your... Well, okay, anyway.
I think we should bend the AP one, actually, because it's so boring.
It's pretty boring.
And actually, I finally watched that video of Benny Hannemus.
Oh, my goodness.
And that guy
Benny Hannemus.
Honestly, why did they put these videos out? Honestly,
don't know.
In fact, actually, thank you. Keep on putting these videos out because they're so bad.
They've got to have some. Yeah, they've got to have some. It's just fluff. They've got to have something to fill the void when they've not bought anything interesting. Yeah, I don't know. It's laughable.
Back anyway. To the Independence Corner. So you wanted to do Morris Grossman?
Yeah, I like that Morris Grossman. I always say it wrong. Morris Grossman or Moritz Grossman?
What's it called? Central Seconds.
I don't know. No clue what it's called, but...
We need to tell the people. So
I don't know what it's called.
We've given you enough information. We've told you the brand.
There's a new one, right? Look at the new one.
Do some of the work yourself. You're going to have to go and find out for yourself. Can't rely on us for everything.
The Central Second. Simple time-only watch, which I'm always partial to. Hang on. What's he starts looking at the photos. Oh, that's interesting. What's that button for?
That's what I was going to ask you.
I love the salmon dial look. The blue stuff on salmon dial is always nice. What do they say? Small seconds, blah, 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 blah. It could be a... It's not a...
No.
I should have looked at this.
It's not.
No. It's probably like the old ones where it's just a no, it releases a second hand. Yeah, it's basically a stop seconds. Yeah, for precision time setting. It's like a, what do you call it? You know, those things? Hacking seconds. It's like a different way of having hacking seconds, basically. Yeah, true.
So what does it do? So it stops the second hand?
No, it releases it once you pull the crown out to stop the seconds, and then it releases it when you want to release it, when you're to 0 seconds again for the countdown, the counting.
Ah, so you pull the crown out.
Yeah.
And that stops the second hand.
Yeah. You set the time. And
then you set the time.
Yep.
And then you push it in, so nothing...
Exactly. Then the going train. I don't know if it's a going train or... Yeah, going train. Balance wheel. There's a... Yes, what it does.
Seems like a big headache when people obviously are going to ask you, what does that button do?
Well,
and you've got to go through that whole process that we just went through.
That's what you're paying $20,000 just for that button. The rest of it's worth 10, basically.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not cheap. But beautiful watch, though. Beautiful watch, beautiful size. I don't mind it. I like the limited edition one, though, a salmon dial. I'm always partial to a salmon dial. And the finish is brilliant. The beautiful. The movement is really really nice.
Mm. The crown looks a bit like the Helium Escape Valve on the Bradley Taylor watch.
Yeah, true. Your fingernails getting under that one.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought you might mention that. I was waiting for it.
Yeah, good. Tick that off.
They're both nice watches.
Yeah. I don't know. I find the dial a bit boring.
Oh, it's boring. Boring is batshit, but still. You know, it's
batshit boring nowadays. I feel like batshit's quite exciting. Like if you shouted some batshit over here, people would probably freak the fuck out, wouldn't they? With what's going on in the world.
True, yes. But you know, it's an expression, Alex. It's just a you know.
Okay.
Hand engraving is nice. Always nice to see on a series watch like that. Even though they're independent, it's proper hand engraving. Okay, next. $33,000. Yeah.
See, I guess it's got that. It's kind of fairly minimalist.
But you can do minimalist a lot cheaper.
Yeah. It's got a bit of the Anne Ordain about it. The salmon dial one.
Yep.
Get yourself an Anne Ordain instead. Support Scottish watchmakers.
It's up a Landy Blue than a proper Swiss one. But anyway, that's by the way.
Support Scottish watchmakers so they can afford
more. Yeah, get about Scottish watchmakers.
Deep fried pizza doesn't pay for itself. Yeah.
yeah, true. Okay.
Okay.
Made in Germany on the dial. So if you want something made in Germany, that's why you buy it, basically.
Yeah, the movement's nice. But yeah,
we've said next three or four times now.
Nothing too exciting. Okay, what's next in the Independence Corner, Rob?
A Mirza with an eraser.
Mm.
I think. Mm, not a fan. Next.
What's the? So this is the Moser pixelated eraser. What's that? Is that even what it's called?
Second, isn't it?
Yeah, second concept, second. This was released on April Fool's Day, and everyone thought it was a April Fool's gag.
Because they've done some great ones before. I don't know, I'm not a fan.
I don't mind second stuff. Some of the things I think are pretty usually. Cool.
Yeah.
I think this size of our hand, I don't know.
And it's also just the whole, if you didn't have photos of it with an eraser, you wouldn't tell that's a pixelated eraser.
Yeah.
There's some of the other ones with the hourglass and a few things, you can tell what they are, you know. But this is just a blob, pink and
blue. Too pixelated.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it could be smaller pixels and it would be probably nicer. I don't know. And the whole thing doesn't seem, I know, it doesn't work a changi well with me when Moser tries to do stuff. Moser are, you know, they're a serious brand. And I know they have their disruptions and their cool marketing and stuff. But I just think this one doesn't really work for me. It's my personal opinion, though. But yeah,
you shouldn't have to force these things. That's what it feels a bit like. Oh, we're gonna do something. Here we go. We
need to do something. Yeah, not for me.
And I know Edward Moser, as his friends call him, and you called him on the podcast.
Yes, he was on. Yes. Yeah. Good old Mr. Moser.
Friend of the show. He's a good guy, but. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you can't win them all, right?
No, that's true. They've had a lot of wins. They've had a lot of cool stuff. But, you know, it gets people talking about it. I guess that's the main thing too when you're a small brand, to keep fresh in people's memories.
And they're taking risks, which is what most of the brands don't do. I'm going to batter you, Rob. If you tell me again that person's got that app that can unsilence your phone.
Jeez, now I got myself on mute again. I was saying it's authenticity. Have my phone back.
I'm going to let my cat out anyway.
Oh, you're serious? He's letting his cats out. Too much fried pizza.
What were you saying about authenticity?
Well, my phone going off is authenticity. That's all.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, just got a lovely message from a new listener. My flatmate... Sheila
hates your podcast.
I don't know if it's Sheila. It looks Sheila. Maybe her name's Sheila. Mm-hmm. Or it could be Sheila. Reckons. My flatmate Sheila reckons yous need better recording mic and acoustic and acoustic setting. Ha 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 ha. She enjoys the content though. Ha ha.
All right. So she doesn't actually really enjoy it. She's just making a joke. Ha ha.
I'm enjoying the alternatives to Submariner episode, which is like episode 5. This is pre.
Oh wow, he's just discovered it then. He's got it all ahead of him.
It's a female.
How could it be pre-Rob? I thought I did the second or third one.
No. There was like 5, I think, or 6 before you. Wait for this last bit
though. Ah, right.
Also, Rob is very cool.
You're making it up now.
No,
but yes,
I'm not.
Send me a screenshot. I don't believe you.
Okay, Jesus.
Did you want to see my drawers? I mean, my. Oh dear. What can you do, eh? Fans. I mean, jeez. Yeah.
That's what it's all about, Rob. For the fans.
That's all about. Well, we're not going to get higher quality mics. I lashed out when I bought this mic. I spent almost $400, I think, on my mic, or $500 or something.
What? You did not.
Didn't I? $200. $300?
Yeah.
I don't know. I forget.
I was on like $200. Didn't you get the same one as me?
I got it on sale. I remember that. Yeah, maybe. Okay, look, doesn't matter. Just make it up. $400. Okay? Yeah. It's a big investment. And all this equipment I've got here in my office, I've got soundproofing, I've got...
You've got nothing. Lights, you sit camera. About a mile away from the microphone.
Where close do you sit, smarty bum?
I'm right. I'm the length. You're supposed to be the length of a drinking straw away from the microphone.
That's about what I am. Seriously.
You're not. When we've done videos before, you can't even see your microphone. You're so far away from it.
It's because I have it sitting off to the side, you flipping wingnut. Okay. It's not here in front of me. It's off there so it doesn't interrupt with my video. You know, the people want to see my face. The fans want to see it.
It's a podcast, Rob.
No, but okay.
You think you'd work this out by now? It's a podcast.
That's when the video thing's on. But when it's not, it's sitting right here in front of me. I've got my computer. And then I've got the thing right here. It's a decent-sized drinking straw. But we've gone through all this before. We've got my gain at the right level, my volume, everything else.
Well, so, Sheller is not impressed.
Sheller, you know what you can do, Sheller? You need to listen to it in the bathtub like T-San with no cats. I've got a bit of padding underneath. I stuck it underneath the mic so it cushions it against the desk. I'm going pro, I'm telling you. It's I have a pair of excellent Sony headphones, noise cancelling, which is never working because they're always never charged. But so you know, don't diss it. I think we're doing pretty well.
I think we're great, and it's the content anyway. Like the audio is never going to be amazing
ever.
If you want great audio, go and listen to some of the shit content podcasts.
Exactly. Shout out anyway. Well, obviously you give it a shout out already, but anyway, we love it. We love yous all. What was the question? Moza, no. Moza. Next.
I know we need to do, because we did the out of five Wacky Changis. Is that the last independent?
Oh, really?
Or do you want to count, is the Zin an independent?
I guess, kind of. I don't know. Do the Moza, okay, if you want. I don't care. This is your thing. This is all your thing. It's Wacky Changis now, is it?
Was it Wacky Chang? No.
I prefer Wacky Changers than Robfest.
Do you? Okay. Well, I don't know. It's going to confuse people, though.
Keep doing it there. You don't change too much. But we confuse people anyway, really. Okay. Let's face it. So who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Let's change it every week.
we'll get back and forth. We'll alternate. Wacky Changi Fest.
How many Wacky Changis out of five would you give this, Rob?
You know what? When I opened all my tabs, I've got a tab open for each one of these things we're going to discuss. And Moses is the only one who didn't even open the tab. I just wrote no next to it. So I haven't looked at, I don't know what the price is or anything. I assume it's the same as a normal Pioneer or Endeavor, whichever one it is. I would only give it, and I guess, you know, taking everything into account, not just my history with Moza, if you could call it, that's not much of a history, but, you know, knowing them and stuff and having sold the watches and knowing Edward Moza, and his brother Bertrand, and their dad, and all that. You know, it's a family thing. We go back. We go way back. I'd give it a 2.5.
2.5. Oh, because you're taking into account, you know them, all their history.
Yeah, the family history.
So forget all about that. Say it was just a watch. What would you give it? If they weren't like, Rob, come on.
Two.
Dude.
Two.
Those times, we had a great time together in the Highlander.
I'm only giving them 2.5 because I like the guys.
So you're giving them an extra half?
Yeah.
I'm giving it 1.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've never met those people.
And you never will now because no Basil.
Good on you, though. I'll give them 1.5. And you give a half mark for just trying something.
You're giving them 1.5. I give them 2.5 or 2 if you don't count the history. Mm-hmm. So the average is 1.75 out of 5, like a Changi's.
That was quick as well. That was good. I thought you were going to have to get a tab open for your currency converter to convert.
That's always open.
Your tab open.
That's always open. That's that done. Tick that off.
Yeah.
Good. And then, am I supposed to be just enumerating and going through these things?
In whatever order you wish.
The NASA Speedy Strap.
Oh, yes.
What do you think about that? I reckon, let me just give you my opinion.
Yeah.
If I was an astronaut, I'd love to wear that thing. If I was an astronaut. Or I think it's good for astronauts. It's a bit like the IWC pilot watches, you know. You're either an astronaut or you're a wannabe astronaut. There's a lot more wannabe astronauts than there are astronauts.
Yeah.
And I just reckon, just personally, that paying $250 for a bit of plastic, nylon, whatever it is, frankly, with a little NASA thing on it, it just reeks of space nerdiness. I don't, even more so than having a Speedy like you.
Is that what this is, nylon?
I don't know what it is. Probably. That's what it looks like to me.
I mean, I think there's probably not even any asbestos in this at all. That's what I'm thinking.
That's not
if I'm spending $250, Is that how much it is? Is that Australian dollars?
Australian dollars. It's Aussie dollars, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe this is why I've been thinking about selling my Speedmaster.
Maybe that's why. And it would make me want to sell my Speedmaster if I had one.
It's a bit of an embarrassment, isn't it?
Speedmaster Moonwatch. They're really pushing that. You know, it's like pushing it really. Yeah, it's embarrassing. It is really embarrassing.
The picture of the... Is that... That must be the new Speedy with the dot over 90 bezel. The one where it's got the black one and you can just see NASA. That little NASA. It kind of looks okay. But this massive Speedmaster Moonwatch thing.
Mm.
It's like the people that have the lettering above the front windscreen of their car that says like Shagger or something.
Yeah, that's equivalent. That's your watch equivalent. Exactly. It is on the underside of your wrist, but that means you say when it's just worse for you. Every time you look at it, you're going to see it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. And that white will get so dirty so quickly, and all of a sudden you'll think, oh, stuff, I bet $250 for this. Now I've got to get it pressure cleaned.
Yeah.
I'm not that impressed.
The enjoyable bit about having a Speedmaster as well is the kind of when you have to force that information upon people. And you get to go, they go like, oh, what watch is that? And you go, wait a minute. Then you undo the bracelet. And then you go, have a look at the case back. Yeah. NASA. Been to the moon. Not this one, but it could go to the moon.
This one. Yeah.
Similar ones. It could go to the moon if we wanted it to.
I think it's just, I mean, the thing I like about the Speedy is that it's kind of a little bit anonymous. It's a cool looking watch. You know, it's quite similar to my wherever that watch I had on yesterday, the two door chrono, you know, the three dial chrono, similar sort of look, reverse panda type thing. But I like the fact that it's a bit anonymous. Okay, if you're talking to a watch guy, you can do your big spiel about the watch thing, the moon thing, but you don't have to. And you don't have to have shove it in anyone's face. But this just does that, basically. It's, I don't know, I just, yeah, no. Nah.
What did I write in the email next to the link for this?
I don't know what you wrote. Hang on, I don't know if I've got, did I look at that email? Yeah, I must have. It's gone. Don't know where it is.
Tell me what you wrote.
No, you can't. It that looks sad if you tell us. Hang on, I'm going to find it.
Like we care. We're in a watch podcast, Rob. We're not here for the...
For virgins with Bond watches. Indeed.
Exactly.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. 35... That's... What? $35.71 per gram of bracelet you're paying for.
Is that what you worked at? You've gone on a calculator rampage this episode, Rob. The worrying thing is... This sets a bad precedent.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
Like, we're gonna have one soon. It's gonna be a one that just says James Bond in massive Comic Sans.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I don't like it. Nah,
doesn't whack a changi.
Doesn't whack a changi well with me at all. It'd be funny. What they should do now, someone should do, is like a play on that and have, like, remember those t-shirts? It looked like a NASA symbol, but it actually says something else. It says like assholes. I don't know, I forget what it says. It's like something.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they should do. That'd be funnier. That'd be better. I'd buy one of them. Never Speedy.
Well, what would it say though?
I forget. It's like that. It looks really similar to that, but they've just changed it around the letters. Like it looks a bit. I forget.
I couldn't be any part of this for employment reasons, but we could do, or somebody else could do something similar to this.
Don't give me any ideas. You need the sack.
Speedmaster. If anyone listening can think of something we can change Speedmaster to, and Moonwatch, and NASA, Rob will have them made.
Mm. Yeah.
We definitely won't sell them on the website.
Yeah. Nah. A fail. Big fail. And I think that's a great opportunity for strap makers to make an alternative and to just have it just lower key. And if people want that sort of thing, the old, I mean, because that style of
the Omega style of Velcro strap is kind of, I guess it's practical and it's easy to use and everything else. And it's good if you're
How many are they going to sell?
Yeah, well.
How many did they have made? It's going to, it has to be something that they're just giving out at boutiques in the future, right? Because they can't, nobody's going to buy these, are they?
There'll be door prizes for events and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Hey, here's your door prize. Oh, I've already got one. Have another.
We can't
get one for your granny.
You know anybody else with a, any poor son with a speedy? You give him this.
With a watch? Yeah. Okay. Next.
Next. Did that, I just coughed. Did that come up? You were whinging about editing out my coughs before. Good. I got the button at the right time. Okay. The Zin 717. What do you think of that? It's a big sucker.
What size is it, Rob?
All black. It's 45 mil.
Ooh.
Diameter and 15 mil thick. But that's not unusual for Zins. I mean, okay, the 45 might be. It's a little bit over the top. Yeah, no, it is big, actually.
Did you see the post in our Slack group?
Nah.
Today?
Nah.
Guys, if you want to join our Slack group, email contact at fistwrist.com. About this watch? In there. Yeah, from our great friend Tapir FFM. Also known as Klaus, our man in Germany.
Is he German? Yes.
Yep. He was saying, talking about how it's 200 meters water resistant, but it's got a rotating bezel, but the glass is in the bezel, a bit like Breitling.
Yep, Navy Timer, the one I couldn't remember last time.
The one? Yeah. Well done. Just talking about how do we think that would work? 200 meters water resistant, and there's actually a little video of it on the Zin website where the guy is turning it and he's going, underwater. God, this is very stiff, like it's very stiff, right? So, like, and obviously they've got lots of seals in there, or they've got some very thick seals in there.
Yes
But then the guy as well, the owner of Zin, is talking about how they lubricate it so it allows it to turn, but still, if it's that stiff and you're turning it, it's going to be wearing away at some point. It has to loosen up. And at that point, does it not mean that it's not water resistant anymore?
Or it will just get stuck when it does get dry, if you leave it in a drawer for 6 months, and they won't be able to turn the stupid thing. So, yeah, I don't know about that. There's plenty of nice Zins without that one. I mean, without going buying a 45 millimeter one, to my mind.
I don't mind the look of it. I think it does look like a proper pilot's watch. It does look like the flight instrument that they've based it on.
And you want a 45 mil watch?
No, I don't, but some people do want a 45 mil watch.
You know, strangely enough, there are a lot of guys who like massive watches. So maybe this will be the, for the guys who come to me and say, I'm looking for something about 44, 45, 46 mil. And I'm like,
who are these people?
Wrong door. Go and knock on someone else's door.
Well, they're just coming to your house.
Yeah.
Your wife answers the door. He's down the back in the shed. He's recording our one of those podcasts.
He's in the chuck house.
Take him down the internet. Take this internet box down for him.
Exactly. No, I'm going to put a little sign out there now. Not here. Yeah, look, this aircraft instrument thing has been done to death over and over and over and over again by so many brands. I think people should just give up and move on. Do something else. Find something original.
I like, we're looking at watches by SGX.com. I like their, seems like they're a bit more honest there. They've
It's SGX. In,
its adherence to the original's design is admirable, but the result is an extremely tall case.
He's good like that. That's why I like reading his stuff. He's a smart guy. Yes.
It's going to be tall if it's, I don't know, I feel if it was too slim and it's 45 mil, it'd probably be weird. It needs to be kind of, probably that kind of size.
Well, if you're going to wear it with pilot gloves and stuff, at least this one, you don't have to pull the bezel apart like the Breitling.
we're talking about and trying to put it back together in, while you're flying along at Mach 2. But priority, he also says...
So what they do.
It's what?
So what they have to do when they're flying along.
Yeah.
Is that, have they slowed down to Mach 2?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They're just, at Mach 5, like, oh, yeah, I just slowed down to bezel adjusting speed to do it safely.
That's marked on the Mach meter.
Yeah.
This is where you adjust your bezel, not above 2.
Why make it 200 meters water resistant as well? If it's a pilot's watch.
Yeah.
It's gone wrong if you're getting down to...
It's all gone horribly wrong.
I shouldn't have adjusted my bezel above Mach 2. I should have kept my eyes on the sky.
Exactly.
100 meters under.
6.5K. Price-wise, six, whatever, I worked it out. I bunged it all into my little currency converter, 6,700 Aussie.
Stop converting stuff into Aussie. Most of our listeners are...
I don't care. I'm in Australia, all right? They can convert it themselves. They can go in their little thing and convert it back in Aussie. They can look on the websites there.
We've only got 29% of our listeners are from Australia. 34 are from United States.
Right.
United Kingdom, 8. Canada, 4. So that's one of those is Bradley Taylor.
I mean, our listeners you're talking about here?
Yeah.
How many listeners do we have? Not many.
Yeah, I'm saying 4%. So that's one. One is Bradley Taylor. There are 3% are three other people. Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're Australian based, right? Well, we're not, are we? We're an international.
We are international.
Podcast, international team.
Yeah.
But, well, frankly...
Number one in Bahrain. Did you see that? Number one in Bahrain. We are consistently the best watch podcast in Bahrain.
And not just watch podcast, but any podcast. As
any podcast.
Said.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm going to convert into Aussie dollars every time. I don't care. We're here, okay? What do you want me to do? If I talk about in US, I have no clue what you're talking about. Well, kind of. Zen, let's close that tab. Zin, no, I'm sure that's how they do say it. I think I've heard the Germans say it, Zin, but I waffle on so much about French pronunciation. I should try and get this right, shouldn't I?
You should.
Bing, done. Then we have a Seiko. The Seiko Presage, sharp-edged GMT. That sounds a bit, the sharp-edged thing, it's a bit too over-descriptive. They could have called it something else for me. What's a mini samurai? What's a little samurai dagger? They should have called it that. See? Yeah.
The one shorter than the short sword you're talking about.
Yeah.
The smallest one.
Yeah. Like a little dagger. But that's what... anyway. they're trying to emulate a little bit the Grand Seiko. Is emulate the right word? It's a big word. Emulate, that's three syllables. Less elaborate, more accessible price. The dial, I'm not really sure about. I don't mind it, but I'm not really sure about it. I like the blue. Champagne diamond. Oh, sorry. No, that's his pick. The Hihada Iro. Black's nice. I love this watch. I love GMT watches. I like, in general, a GMT watch. The price is good, less than $2,000. It's going to be good movement. Yeah? Are you still there?
I like the black. Yeah. No,
you like the black?
I was letting you say what you...
Let me do my spiel.
It does look a bit... It is kind of the Grand Seiko vibes.
Mm.
Which, you get lots of good-looking Presage watches now.
Even the very first ones are good.
Mm. Yeah. The dials are normally always pretty good. I like the black dial one. That's probably the one I would go for. What would you
do
call
you?
That
yeah,
dial
okay.
dial pattern? What would you call that?
Diamond or something. No, maybe not diamond. What do they call it? I don't know. I'm making it up. Don't know.
Do you have any GMT watches?
I did have. Do I right now? It's one of my weirdly. It's one of my favorite. I forget which one. It's one of my favorite complications, so to speak. I like a GMT Chrono. They're kind of rare, and I've talked about that before. Someone can come back and say, "No, there's millions of them," but there's not millions. There's only a handful of decent ones.
I forget which one I have, but GMT, and I love GMT Grand Seikos. And they actually have a new one with a ceramic dial, which is a smaller size, a 38 point something mil, 39 mil. Beautiful, beautiful watch. Like this, but Grand Seiko, basically. Nicer finish. I mean, that's a practical complication, to my mind. Yeah, maybe it's just me, but I think people use that more than they would use a chrono, basically.
It depends. Well, probably most people who don't leave home or speak to people outside of their own time zone. Yeah, I mean, how many Australians or Americans, where most of our listeners are from, haven't left their own country?
Most Americans, with all due respect, most of them have got a passport, right?
American dudes. Not the same for Australians as well?
They're much better traveled than US brothers, just because they probably travel when they're young. I think most people, I don't know.
I remember when I came to Australia at first, and I was working with a guy in Tasmania, and he was like, oh, where are you from? And I was telling him, and I was saying, oh, I lived in Scotland for a bit, but I'd just come back from living in Brazil. And he's like, oh, I love to travel as well. Oh, I'm always traveling. And I was like, where have you been? And he's like, all up the Gold Coast. And I went to Brisbane once. And I was like, oh, where else have you been? And he's like, nowhere else, but I'm really thinking about going someplace. The guy is like 50 or something, but any day now.
Okay. Right.
I think there's something to be said for that, like exploring your own country before you bugger off and go to Disneyland or something.
I'm doing it the other way around. I've come back to my own country now. I'm starting to explore it.
Yeah.
I was looking at maps last night. I am going to drive from Perth to Alice Springs in a couple of months' time. I'm going to do it, but, the intention's there.
Why don't you go and visit that winery?
Which winery? The one in South Australia?
The one that has the wine, but it's not actually from that area or something.
I'm going to get in down south probably next week. So I might pop in there, basically, and see if he's there and sort of take him to task with the fact that, there's plenty of wineries down south of here, down around Margaret River. Beautiful part of the world.
That was it, Margaret River. Actually, one of our listeners was saying they said, I'm near the place that Rob thought the wine was from, but the wine wasn't actually there or something.
That's Swan, Swan Valley. Everyone's near Swan Valley. It's half an hour from here. But, Perth. But yeah. Yes. No, that's a bit of a, well, not false advertising, but they call it a Swan Valley wine. And it's, anyway. I digress. We're going off on a tangent, as we do so well.
JP's flipping out. JP's just like, fucking pull the plug.
Just get a couple of car trips out of it. Break it down yourself. Split it up. I don't care. Jeez. Michael would never, this wouldn't even be on the dial for Michael.
Yeah.
So I like that watch in short. I'd like to see one in the. I think my problem is now that I've sort of come around to Grand Seiko. I know, as Scaramanga is a big fan of Grand Seiko.
He sent me something the other day. His influence. He was like, they're garbage. And I was like, I don't think they're as bad as you think they are. And then he sent me a picture of the movement, and it was honestly like old washing machine parts. He's like, you call this finishing or something? I was like, okay, maybe they are as bad as.
Yeah, no, I think he's exaggerating. Much as I love him,
he's a very passionate individual. I can never, of course, I can never complain about that because I'm full of hate as well, as we all are.
We are a little, yes. It might not always come out, but luckily. But I still have a soft spot for them, and I've seen a lot. And every time I see a new one, every year I think, oh, that's even nicer than the old ones. And I saw one the other day which really impressed me, but I still can't. It's just the price that always stops me, basically, which is, obviously, that is an issue. And it's kind of the point of Mr. Scaramanga's subtle ranting, passive ranting.
Yeah.
But anyway, I like this watch. The price is right. The dial, I don't know. I'd have to see it. It looks like it would catch the light pretty nicely. And most, as you say, Seiko did dials so well.
My bracelet's always the complaint about Grand Seiko, that the bracelets are a bit junk, but
for this strap on one, put a Halloween Geneva Blue strap.
For this one, the bracelet's probably in keeping with the price. It always feels like Grand Seiko watches have regular Seiko bracelets on it. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But for this, for whatever it is, 15, what is it?
In Aussie dollars, I'll tell you.
1380 US dollars.
1850.
This could be a great one watch for somebody that wants one watch for their one watch collection.
Yeah, one watch collection. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know how that works, but anyway.
Yeah.
Good. We're going to do many of them, I'd imagine.
So this is the winner so far, isn't it?
That's the winner so far. Yep, definitely.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
If you got one on sale, could be a bargain, basically. And you probably will be able to. Okay, next. You introduce one or two. Come on, what do you got? What do you want to talk about? Skip that one.
Probably shouldn't talk about that. I feel like I can talk about stuff if you bring ones up where it's a bit too, what is it people say? Shitting on your own doorstep.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple that I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah.
One is Omega Seamaster 300mm black.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like this one either.
It could be called a Jack Black. That's what they should have called it. And then I would have been interested. Just because Jack Black's better than Black Black.
Yeah, true. Okay.
No, I don't. As well, zirconium oxide or whatever, when they started banging on about this, that's been done years and years ago, and that in different colors is not that big a deal. You know, to add a bit of iron pigment, for goodness sake. Mix it and fire it at 1,400 degrees Celsius, 43. Tippy case. It's, I wrote, bof. That's my complete notes for this model. Bof. B-O-F.
What does that mean?
Which in French means, you know, just bof, whatever. Okay. It's just like, yeah, nah. Yeah, you're sort of not interested, basically.
I always come back to this. Why do they?
Why?
Why?
Yeah. Why? Why?
I'm not a big fan of black. I'm not a big fan of ceramic watches. I'm not a big fan of blacked out where it's just all black. The idea of, I don't know if other people have said this before, a dive watch being as kind of unreadable as possible is pretty stupid.
Pretty silly, really.
I love, never don't let journalistic integrity get in the way of Hodinkee. Bond occasionally dons a commando-inspired outfit in all black when being suave in a suit just doesn't cut it. He goes full-on tactical with an all-black get-up replete with Gerber Mark I knife and Walther P99 in the 1997 flick Tomorrow Never Dies. Now, in 2021... He has a watch to match.
A bit late.
One of the Tomorrow Never Dies, one of the worst Bond movies of all time. If you have to go into the archive of Bond movies.
Yeah, why pick that one?
To get him to.
Is that Timothy Dalton?
No, that was.
Who's Tomorrow Never Dies? Who?
Pierce Brosnan.
Bronson. Oh, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan.
Charles Bronson. Yeah, and he's got a Gerber Mark I, which is from who knows what year. The old Walther was an ancient flipping automatic, and he's got a watch to match those. Brilliant. Yeah, that's the spin doctors, isn't it?
Cole Pennington. You do know Cole Pennington?
No, who's he?
The guy that wrote that.
Wrote what? Tomorrow Never Dies.
No, he might have, because this review is as bad as Tomorrow Never Dies.
Oh, okay, the guy that wrote this. No, I don't know Cole Pennington. Sorry. Actually, no, I'm pretty sure I've not met him. Anyway, nice try.
So bad. Kind of. Will actually just write anything.
Yep. Absolutely.
At all. Why? I think we should maybe have a t-shirt for the website that just says why.
Why?
Great big letters, and then it has all the watches that we slack off on the podcast, just like orbiting around the word why. Okay.
Why, yeah. I mean, he hasn't even seen the watch, right? That's what he says.
Is that what he says?
Yeah. You'd think something like the black back flies in the face of legibility, and I have not handled the watch in the ceramics, so I can't comment. Well,
well, you can't say that it does then.
No, no.
It's like, no. What is it?
If you can't comment, don't comment, basically.
No, what's the thing where you don't tell people something so they have plausible deniability? That's it.
Yeah.
It's got plausible deniability. It's like, you would think that, but as I haven't seen the watch, I cannot comment. However, if you're a fan of 1997 James Bond movies... okay. I think we've covered that.
I think we've covered that. Yeah. Not fans.
Why?
Why?
Okay. Any other black watches?
There was another black one that popped up on my radar. The Rado Captain Cook. But what the heck are they doing here? They've got a couple of good Rados. The first one was good. The second, they did a couple of nice ones. And then they just, I don't want to say the F word, but they F worded it. It just wrecked it. Unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. No.
I just didn't think it would get this bad.
Well, they've got nothing else to do. Looks
so cheap. The Captain Cook was such a winner. It was the amount of people that said,
"Oh, I almost bought it."
Yeah, the amount of people said, "Oh, I'm not a fan of Rado." Oh, wait a minute. Actually, there is one Rado that I would get. I would get the Captain Cook. The amount of people that said that, it got so much attention for the brand, and to treat it like this.
Poor thing. It was doing fine. It was minding its own business. I'm sure it was selling plenty of watches. And they've just...
Yeah, they really nailed the first one. I don't know, this is like...
The first few.
Granddad out and forcing him to wear like a rubber gimp suit or something. It's such...
I would have just said they fluffed it. But yeah, rubber gimp suit on your granddad. Nah. Let's do the Citizen. The cheap version of that last Citizen we lambasted.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Did I say
lambasted? No, yeah. Some of us liked it. Is lambasted bad or?
Yeah, I think it's bad. I'm not sure. Some of you liked it. Not all of us did. This is still not great, to be honest. But for the price, I like. Actually, they're two totally different ones. They're two totally different models, aren't they, really? They're different look and everything.
Yeah, but still integrated bracelet, similar-ish case shape.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like the cheaper version of the, what was it, the 0200?
Yeah, the 0200, exactly. Y zero.
Yeah, why?
Y zero. it's still, there's still a bit too much air between the bracelet and the case. But yeah, the Series 8, okay, and the hang on a sec, the 830... The difference between the 830 and the 871, 870. My goodness, why can't they? The 870 I don't like. The one with that bezel, which is kind of funny, and it goes off to the side, especially when it's got black on it. I'm not a fan of that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the one with the colored dials, and even the ones that don't have the colored dials in that shape, the 830 is a bit more sculpted. And the bracelets look better too, to be honest. They're better integrated bracelet to my mind, the 830 one.
Mm.
The case, actually, the shape I'm not as big a fan of. It's just too, it's all a mixture. It's a bit like Honda, these watches, the cases. They just try and put too many things in. They're trying to do too many things at once. And they end up sort of ruining a pure form. The crown guards, everything. And that bezel thing on the other one where it's kind of black and it comes around and goes out to the crown.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
I would like the black dial on the one without the weird bezel.
Yeah, okay. Oh, because they don't have that. They do have one. What do you mean the weird bezel? Is your weird bezel the same as my weird bezel?
Talking about.
Yeah, the black bezel thing.
Yeah, I want the black dial from that one.
Okay.
Just plain old black.
Yeah.
In the one... In the
other one
with the cooler bracelet.
Well, there's a kind of a plain old black, isn't there? Yeah, the one next to the gold blue one.
Is it plain black? It's not plain black. It's still got that kind of ring.
Yeah, it's got the ring. Yeah, chapter rings around it. I like that really cool blue bezel, the funky mother of his mother pearl one. I don't think I'd have it wear it, but it's an interesting.
The gold one?
No, not the gold one. No, go back up. We're looking at SJX once more. Citizen unveils an affordable integrated bracelet sports watch, and they're jumping on the integrated bracelet bandwagon like everybody else is, so that my Geneva Blue Halloween straps won't fit it unless I'm modifying.
Trying to run you out of business. The thing with the black bezel, wait a minute. So what is that material?
What's the material? Because Seiko do that as well. The cheaper Seikos, they have sort of weird bezels, which to our Western mind just doesn't work, doesn't sit well with us. But yeah, so I can't really. It looks like a plasticky looking stuff. I'm sure it's some sort of.
Would it be plastic? It wouldn't be plastic.
I don't. You never know with Citizen. I don't think so. Yeah, no. For the same reason though that I knocked back or exchanged my turtle, whichever one it is, for a samurai Seiko.
Yeah.
I would go with that angular one with the funky cutout bezel. Dial. Rather than the standard other bezel one, the weird bezel one we're talking about. Looks like it's metallic, but doesn't do it for me.
It must say someplace what it's...
Really two-piece bezel, that's all it says.
Yeah.
So it'd be metal. Got to be metal. The movement looks pretty rough even in that photo. You think they could put a decent sort of... They hadn't been around the world a few times on their press photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. There's too many sort of weird bits for me to jump on it.
There's almost too much variety. I'd prefer if there was just one, and then I could properly kind of break it down. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like my target's all moving around. There's too many of them. I don't know who to punch in the face.
I know where you're coming from. Oh, we're on the same wavelength. Integrated bracelet. I think that's just. I think it's a. I wonder if it really is, if you can actually turn and flip it over and take the pins out. Not on the first one, not on the weird bezel one, but on the other one, it looks like you could probably do it. Anyway, what are we? They are 2.5K, 2,400, 2,400. Anything with that integrated, the first integrated bezel, bracelet, whatever the flog it's called, that thingy that goes around your arm.
Yeah.
It just doesn't do it for me. You're just thinking in the future when it wears out, you have to buy another one and you won't want to, it'll start falling apart and you just want to put a leather band on it. Nah, can't do it, sorry.
Do you know what I do like?
What do you like?
Thanks for asking, Rob.
The crown, that flat crown.
Yes. How did you know that?
I just knew.
Like, I would have thought most people wouldn't like that style of crown because it almost looks like an afterthought.
Yeah. Half finished. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's good, but though.
There's something really, because it doesn't look like a Helium escape valve from a Seamaster.
No.
Very popular.
No.
It just looks really nice and it looks kind of well done.
Yep. That big plus for me, too. I'm thinking, we need to look at that more and try and, if I ever do. I should stop saying that because I'm never going to do it. But if I did, that's what I would probably use, something like that.
Why doesn't you design a watch with our good friend Adrian from Convo Piece?
Hey, no, I'm not doing it already.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're so secretive. You've
told all the listeners. Let the cat out of the bag. Let Dave out of the bag. Anyway, that's a cool crown. And I like that it doesn't have, it's not a signature on it. As in not a signed crown, as they say.
I think it shows you don't have to be fancy sometimes. You can have something that's very simple, but if it's done to the right size and you make it well, then it looks classy to me. I know this is crazy. We're talking about a crown.
It's kind of let down by its proximity to that dodgy bezel, but it is a sign of design maturity.
Yeah, they should have taken
that's a technical term.
They should have taken the crown. They should have started with the crown and built the watch around the crown rather than adding the crown to the watch. I don't know. Now the more I'm looking at the side of that case, the one with the bezel you don't like, I'm
not bad.
Liking it.
And the bracelet itself looks pretty.
this is classic.
It's Michael. We're going.
I wouldn't give this a half a Rob Fest out of five Rob Fest. And now we're like, yeah.
No. There's still too many things that let it down. Let's be honest. There's still.
Don't be so hasty.
Nah,
honestly.
The bezel, and I don't like the side of the case too much, the flanks, but the bracelet itself, I'm sure if it catches a light nice and it's a solid construction, which it appears to be, yeah, it should be nice. But, yeah, no, bezel, hands aren't great. Dial is pretty sort of meh, you know.
The bezel's growing on me.
Beautiful crown.
Keep on looking. Look more.
I can't, no. I'm not looking. I like the polished, the machine steel part, but that black thing, nah. It's actually this Seiko Neo that I have on. It has a crown guard, which is kind of a plasticky black plastic thing, which doesn't really whack a changi well with me either. But it's the only thing about the whole watch that I don't like. And that's kind of a bit similar to that. It's kind of a bit sort of diesel, you know, a bit so that sort of design.
Can you get beer goggles for a watch? Is that
I'm sure you can.
At the beginning, you're like, this is stinking, and a couple of ciders in, you're like, hey there, good looking. It's your lucky night, dollface.
Let me try. I didn't bring any Wakachangis out here. I've got a few in the fridge. I don't know why I didn't bring one.
The more I'm looking at this, honestly, the more it's growing on me, and I think it could be a design classic.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Don't go like Michael with his code 1159. It's never going to be.
No.
Sorry. It's a Citizen.
I'm looking at the 870 with its two-piece bezel. The bezel now, how it draws the eyes to that
perfectly
formed crown.
It's crap. It's like an old Gucci watch from the 70s. No.
My only issue is I feel like if the crown took a bit of a hit, it could snap off easily, which I'm always looking for these.
That's kind of
things.
Generally speaking, isn't it really?
I would rather have one of these than an AP Royal Oak.
The bezel's quite fat. I mean, there's a lot of real estate between the edge of the dial and the edge of the watch, kind of. That kind of doesn't, yeah.
Maybe the dial's too small. Looks too small. Mm.
Maybe we should, we'll just do a few quick sketches and send it back to Citizen and get them to retry.
Looks a bit like that Bulgari. What was the one that came back in recently?
The Bulgari. What was it called?
The Bulgari bezel.
Diagonal, whatever it was.
Was that it?
Yeah, Bulgari, they called it back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit like that. Mm. Well, the plastic bit looks like that black bit looks like the plastic was on those.
Yeah.
Is it worse?
Okay, I need to stop looking at it now. I'm going back to disliking it. Let's leave it not on a high, but on a kind of middle.
When you're not liking it. In the middle? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Citizen, forget that. We have another Amiga to put into the mill here.
Yeah.
The polished turd. Otherwise known as a Seamaster 300 Bronze Gold. An unprecedented...
Can't believe you called it a polished turd, Rob.
Sorry?
Can't believe you called it a polished turd.
Well, I don't know where that idea come from. An unprecedented semi-precious metal alloy. Semi-precious. That's an overused term. If I ever heard one. Yeah, bronze. Bronze and gold. They go nuts with their gold, don't they, these guys? My goodness, all the different golds they have. They're Sedna gold, and I guess it's no worse than...
all the golds they've got, all the golds. Got the Sedna gold, and this one...
They've got a few. But it's no worse than that.
Oh, Moonshine. Yeah,
Moonshine. Was there a Moonshine?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was... Yeah. Anyway, this is a bronze gold, and what do they say about it? Different proportions and whatever.
It's less than 50% gold.
And you're still paying what? $15,000. I mean, I love the 300. But just this, and I even like the new one, the new steel one. I just wish that the blue was titanium. I can't see it. What do you think? Give me your thoughts. Give me your honest thoughts.
It looks good in the pictures.
Yeah.
Especially on a lovely Geneva blue Orwin strap. Would look very nice on it. Because it does look good on the...
Yeah, on the one they've got it on.
On the leather strap. I guess it just depends how it ages.
That's what I'd like to see it, yeah. Because normal bronze, I've had a few, and I never really... I was always too worried about them getting too yucky looking. And I think
crown
this one
looks nice on it.
Yeah, not as nice as that Citizen crown.
No, girl, nothing does. I guess when I'm thinking, when I look at it on a little strap, it kind of reminds me of when you get those kind of vintage gold Submariners and GMTs that people often wear on leather straps, and they just look really, really good. And there's not really any watch that fills that void. No, because everything's so huge and chunky.
True.
You don't really get any smaller gold tool watches like that.
Yeah.
And this does give off that kind of look when it's on the leather. Yeah. They don't have any wrist shots of it.
No. The dial is very, like, well, you know, it's just like an old... I guess I've gone for a really specific brownie color that's pretty much an old Panerai dial, but a Panerai color, especially with those cutout sandwich dial and stuff. Yeah, an interesting juxtaposition. It says, I'm not a big fan for the price. That opens up a lot of cool indie watches and stuff. 15 grand.
Yeah, 15 grand. I would buy a secondhand DD in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, yes, could do. Yes,
no, you're not a DD fan, are you?
Nah. But you know, you can even buy a two door sub for that price, a decent one with box and papers.
Mm.
Well, I have one for both sale for that price.
and have it on a, yeah, you could wear it the same kind of way, have it on a leather strap.
Yeah,
and...
exactly. Yeah.
So it's 9-carat gold.
Okay.
And
not, right.
So it's,
yep.
It's less than that. Is 9-carat gold 50% pure
gold? No, I don't think so. I thought it was, I suppose. Yeah, it must be because, no, it's less. It's less. But I don't know. Well, how much less? It's 37.5% gold. It says down there.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. 18 karat gold is 75% gold.
Okay, so 9 is half that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. 37.5%.
Yeah.
If you want to break it right down.
So does this normal...
That's what this says. 37.5%.
Yeah, does normal 9-carat gold have 50% copper in it? What's the makeup of... So is this just 9-carat gold?
I don't think it's...
sell a 9-carat gold, but they get to call it bronze gold.
I don't know. Actually, it must be something else, the normal 9-carat gold. I used to know. I should know.
I think we've got a huge scoop here. We've just worked out that they're selling a 9-carat gold watch without having to call it 9-carat gold.
That's true, actually. Maybe we've just gone beyond our capabilities as far as gold analysis and metal, what do you call them?
Yeah, 9-carat gold is 37.5%.
Which is pure. What this is. Yeah. So it's bronze gold. They just called it bronze gold. It's just a naming that's changed, that's all.
Yeah, okay. So it's good on them. Like for once, the marketing money they spent, they've come up with better than Sarah Chromium or what was the other? No, Ceratanium.
Ceramet. No, Sarah. Sarah. Who's? Yeah, these guys?
The IWC one. Ceratanium.
I don't know. It was something silly.
Like normally, they just come up with stupid things to call stuff for no reason or just to. I guess this is pulling the wool over your eyes as well. But and I don't know, bronze gold sounds better than 9-carat gold.
9-carat gold.
And I'm sure they've done tests and stuff to make it tarnish more quickly to see what it's going to look like. You don't think so?
Yeah. Well, I hope so. never know these peanuts. You're so going to get fired one day. Just saying, on this, nothing
for
this,
what? But-
just say.
For saying it's 9-carat gold, it is 9-carat gold.
Yeah, yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
And I actually kind of like the look of this, so...
Well, I don't mind, look, just because it looks like a vintage watch, really, apart from that crown, which you tend you like, you said.
I don't mind the crown, actually. I don't mind it.
Rather a lollipop secondhand, I must say. Would yeah. rather. Yeah.
I wouldn't buy it. I'd buy a day date, but if somebody gave this to me and it was a sentimental thing, I would definitely wear it.
You'd wear it for a few years before you flipped it.
No, okay. No, I'd wear it. If somebody gave it as a gift and I could never sell it, I would happily wear this. I might even go and try one of these on.
You should. An unprecedented semi-precious metal. That can't just call 9-carat gold something else and call it unprecedented.
This is watches by SGX. Listen, I take back all the nice things I said about them. You're a charlatan, just like all those other so-called bloody watch journalists.
I'm going to call him. What have I got? I'm going to call him live now. I don't know if he's... I do have his number here. You'd have it if someone gave it to you. I wouldn't.
Even if it was somebody who gave it to you and said, have this, and then the next day they died.
Depends who it was. I don't mind it.
You'd wear it to the funeral, and then as you're driving away from the funeral, you're like, I'll just get Chrono 24 up here.
Yeah. No, I would. I'd wear it, I think. But I don't know. I'd want to wear it and see how it ages. I don't know. What someone did show me recently, Chris. Shout out to Chris.
Hi, Chris. Good friend.
He showed me a watch he's got of his granddad's. And it was a gold watch. And it was all tarnished. And it had that beautiful tarnish on the outside with all the colours, you know, the rainbowy colours and stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, I guess it needs a polish, and I can polish all that off. And I said, are you fucking serious? I just about hit him.
Oh, God, yeah.
I said, don't. Whatever you do. It was only, what was it? It was some oddball brand. It was a Whitney, not a Whitney now, but something like that. But just a standard time-only, beautiful, beautiful silver dial with this gold case. It's quite fine. And, yeah, it had this awesome gold tarnish. And I highlighted the fact or the... I lost words. I don't know what I should be saying, but I told him not to get it polished. Don't be such a dick. Yeah.
So he won't. So it looked good. People love a tarnish on gold. That
gold tarnish is such a beautiful color. But people, obviously there's people who don't know and they just sort of, polish it and then it's all gone.
I guess it depends. If they don't like it, then I guess it's their watch.
No.
They don't know what they're doing. They need people to come in and take control of their lives.
They do.
We need power of attorney over these people so they can't make stupid decisions.
I'm sure he'd give me power of attorney when it comes to watch. He's bought two watches off me in the last little while, and no, he's on the right pathway. It's all good. But that one won't be polished.
Well, shout out to Dane, the watchful, who had a lovely day date. That was tarnished and it was beautiful.
Oh, hang on.
It was really, really beautiful. Yeah.
You're dropping out for me. Start again.
Oh. Hello.
No, I didn't get it.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
He had a day date, gold day date, yes. Yellow gold day date right. That had kind of very light tarnish on it, but it was beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And also shout out to Dane who had a motorcycle accident.
I thought you were going to say that motorcycle had a bit of a step off.
No, I was getting the watch bit out of the way.
Right. Yes. As
so
you
get well soon.
I didn't realize that I was on Phillip Island, so I was on the track. That's
oh, is that where it happened?
Respectable. I don't know. It was on Phillip Island, but I don't know where it was on the track. I don't know. I hope so.
Anyway, Dane, if you're listening.
Yeah, Dane.
And there's anybody in the surrounding beds. You're probably in a private room because you're a rich person. But if there's anybody in the surrounding beds that are kind of in an induced coma or just heavily asleep, feel free to just lean over, go into their phone and get them to subscribe to the Fish Radio. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple iTunes. That'd be great. And get well soon.
And check out their watches. You might be able to grab a watch bargain or two, especially if they're unconscious.
Yeah.
Shopper, what about the Shopper? LUC, and anything with LUC gets my vote. They're brilliant stuff, brilliant, brilliant things. But the 8-day jump hour leaves me a little cold, I must say. Okay. It reminds me a bit too much of the AP watch from about at least 10, 15 years ago when they had a really cool jump hour, a rose gold jump hour. And the price is $60,000. And at that, again, it opens up the scope to a lot more offerings. 4 barrels, very necessary. 2 double barrels. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
what else would you get for that money?
Oh, 60,000? Goodness me. Go on Quino 24 and go nuts. You get a nice AP if you don't like APs.
I don't mind APs, but I don't know. I find them, I guess, like we're going to talk about some APs tonight, the new diver things, but I find them, I don't know, it's a bit boring. It's nothing really.
Yeah, it is a bit boring.
Benny Hannemus doesn't help them by doing all that stupid adventure shit, but I like
this. Yeah, at the moment. You like it? I don't mind it. I like this sort of Art Deco hand. The font's really nice. It's a lot of money, you know? It's a complication, which is, and looks like they've overcomplicated the complication, the jumping hours.
Jeez.
I mean, my goodness. You don't have to get that complicated for a jumping hour. And it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. You could get some really, really nice, you can get an old Rolex for that or if whichever way you're inclined, a nice indie, you could get a pre-owned, whatever. I don't know. You probably wouldn't get a Crivia for that price, would you? But you could get pre-owned all sorts of other stuff. You get a Conomed Blue FP Jaune if you could find one, which I would definitely rather, just between you and me. And our listeners. Yeah, this is, I mean, it's kind of classy, but it's a bit snobby for me.
Interesting.
Talk us
through that.
It's not a very
Democratic Republic of Congo?
That's the word I was looking for, the term. Technical term. I don't know. It's just a bit. It's actually very similar. Now I know why it's reminded me of the AP. I haven't opened the AP thing, but the lugs are very similar to some APs. The OP, the Jules Audemars, I think there's rare ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just not for me. Maybe it's my thing. Something about it doesn't sit well with me. The jumping hour. If it's going to be a jumping hour window, I prefer like a shaped, not a round, but I mean, just a shaped window rather than just a square thing plonked down there.
Yeah. I prefer a kind of trapezium.
And I love a jumping, I don't love any jumping hours, but I prefer a jumping hour at 12 o'clock. But then I guess, they'll mess up there. It's a very symmetrical, nice dial, but they could just swap that around, put LUC at the bottom or something rather. LUC stuff is really, really nice. It's just...
What do we think about the hand?
Well, it's typical Schopper old style thing. And I kind of don't mind it. I don't love it. I think I've done nicer ones. I like the hands on the LUC Pro Diver 1 or Pro 1 Diver or whatever it's called. That, for example, when you come to Schopper hands. This is very classical, old style. Not classical, but a bit of a mixture, isn't it? Sort of all stuck together and goes well with it.
For the hands on the LUC Pro Diver 1?
Yeah, I think. Let me see if that's what I'm looking
for. Rob. Think again.
Hang on. Oh, they're pretty boring.
I'm going to have to get power of attorney over you. Let's keep on going.
No, that was not what I'm thinking of. I do like that watch. That's why I mentioned that, because that thing stuck in my head. But it's, oh geez, hang on. No, it's not that one. No. Anyway, they've done similar hands on other watches.
I don't know which model it was then.
I like a jumper.
Yeah, I do too.
That, I don't know. It's something I really like about this. Maybe I've been blinded
by the light.
Calibrica designs with the, having one hand, even though that's, even my Calibricas get two hands, but kind of one big hand to focus your attention on. I think it's really nice. The dial is so clean and simple, just Elie Chopard on the, it's just, there's nothing else there. Just having that, so nice and simple. The hand, I think, is a really beautiful shape. It's kind of like an Art Deco shape to it.
Yeah.
The crown, at first I was like, I'm not sure, LUC on it, but I don't know, it's kind of growing on me.
Yeah, they have that in all of them. All they have nice crowns, I think, basically.
The is case that dial? Back, I think is...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, what are you going to say about the dial?
You like it?
The case back? Yeah. Display, yeah, it's, the movement, I think, looks really good.
They haven't got barrel one, barrel two, barrel three, barrel four, but none of them, Michael.
How are you going to know?
It's a pity. How are you going to know? Which one's which? Yeah, it's a dial. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not enamel or anything, is it? Email. Email.
Yeah, it's fired. Fired enamel.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I thought it must be for the price, but I couldn't find the spot. Okay. Yeah.
How many carats of gold is it?
I don't really care. what is it? 20. And I'm still looking at the rest of it. 10 millimeters tall. How many carats is it? Can you tell? Can you tell me? You don't want to.
18 carat rose gold. There you go.
Okay.
I think you, I still think you should do a jumper for your the Rob watch.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm. Have you thought any more about what you're going to call the Rob watch?
Noted. Possibly.
Because I've been speaking to some people and they think Rob watch is cool.
It's all secret squirrel. Rob watch.
Tell me anything. I have to imagine these things up, and then I say to you, and you're like, "Oh yeah, I'm already doing that." It's worse than having a kid. Like, I hear you've got a girlfriend. Oh yeah, I've got a girlfriend. Yeah, I don't just want to tell you.
Oh yeah, fired enamel dial. Doesn't wonder what it doesn't say Gonfu. Just says Swiss made.
42 jewels. That seems excessive.
That's not jumping our system. They got a few jewels in there to make it all slide around nicely.
I think we should have a cancel warning, like a klaxon thing.
A what? A klaxon?
Yeah, like a wooga or something.
Going quiet again. I can't hardly hear you half the time. A dodgy network.
Sorry,
start again. Klaxon?
Klaxon goes off. Cancel warning when we're going to say something that gets us cancelled. The back of the watch, kind of with the two main jewels, kind of looks a bit like lopsided boobs. Like one's a D cup, one's a C. Or one's a B.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit like that, isn't it? Yeah, you're
or
right.
Or a wonky eye.
A wonky eye.
One eye's at home, the other one's gone to the shops. Something like that.
That's not very... That's discriminatory against one-eyed people.
I'm not saying one-eyed people. I'm saying with wonky eyes. What is it? Boss-eyed, whatever you
disabled.
Call it.
Disabled. Sight-disabled people. Yeah, so would you pay $60,000 for that watch? Or would you prefer?
If somebody gave it to me as a present,
no one's going to give you all these watches as presents. Just give up on that. You know, it's not going to happen.
Shut up, you. Whenever Michael's saying, "Oh yeah, I'd buy one of these $400,000 watches," you're never like, Michael, shut your face. Or whenever Michael's like, "I'm going to make a triple axis tourbillon," you're never like, "No, Michael, you're not. You're not going to make a triple axis tourbillon. You're just not." But when I say if somebody gave me one of these a gift, totally hypothetical situation, you're like, no, nobody's going to give it to you as a gift.
I believe in Michael. I believe in him. Oh, you can do it. I don't believe in you. I don't believe everyone's going to give you anything. Except me. Okay. You got your watch. That's it. You put up with it. It wasn't a $60,000 Chopard, but hey, it's a thought that counts. I thought about
giving
it to
me. Yeah.
Good. I hope so. Yeah, no, just a few little things. I prefer railway tracks on the outside of a dial, or close to the outside, with nothing between them and the outside. The font is a bit boring. It's probably pretty old. I mean, it's probably old looking, I suppose. I don't know. It'd be nice to see it in the flesh. I think that the dial with proper on wrist shot and stuff would be interesting to see the colors. The hour window, it doesn't really. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit sort of too clinical for me on an old looking watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the case finishing is nice, but vertical brushing and pleats, that's just a nightmare to look after. Yeah, leaves me a bit cold.
So you think the brushing, you don't, what's the problem with the brushing?
Because vertical brushing?
Yeah.
You can't work on it. It's hard to keep nice. It's hard to correct scratches and stuff.
Why? Educate me, a layman,
educate
the listeners. Yeah. Why? What's the difference between vertical and horizontal?
Horizontal is kind of easier to blend in when you're actually polishing it. Actually, now Adam will come on and he'll totally disagree because he's
Why though? Why, Rob?
Because we just imagine holding the thing, the case, on its own, or even just the watch. If you're trying to do a small repair and you're trying to fix a scratch by brushing horizontally or vertically on a round flank like that, it's just not as easy. And you can't get it looking the same. You get one patch where it's kind of shiny or less shiny or whatever. Maybe it's just me. There's more risk of, you know, you're going near that top bezel and the whatever. If for example, you can work on watches that are totally built up and not stripped down at all. If it's a simple scratch, sometimes, especially on a gold watch, on a brushed part. But the brushed parts are obviously easier to work on than polished parts because polish is a nightmare. And anywhere where there's a vertical brushing, it just for me, it just opens it up to more problems and being just a lot harder to brush. At service, basically. I don't know. Maybe it's just my imagination, but speaking from experience, the ones I've done or tried.
I guess to get it
uniform.
Yeah. But then
it's not easy to do.
If the cases all split up, which it should be, I know you're saying like if there's just a little scratches, you can do it. Then you're talking.
Yeah, of course it should be split up. Yeah. Of course.
You're still taping stuff normally, unless it is.
Yeah.
Brushed and you're just doing a bit by hand or whatever, but if you're doing the machine, you're taping stuff up. You're always going to have bits where it's if you take the time to
possibly
do it,
saying possibly.
You should have brought the internet box out sooner tonight.
The internet box is fine.
Because your wife didn't pay the bloody internet bill.
She paid the internet bill. Sorry about that. Flipping heck. I don't know.
Let's call this one a draw. Okay? How's that?
Yeah. Fair to middling. Basically. Fair to muddling.
Finishing a draw.
I actually like the... Oh, I'm going to get my drawers out? Okay. Hang on. We'll check this draw. See at the bottom of that SJX page, there's a tortoise tonneau shaped chopard with the two hands. I think with that shape of hands, two work better than one for some reason. I really like that stepped hand they have, but then even that's not the same as the one on this one with that sort of round end and the stepped center. It
looks like a car key, that thing.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the shape or anything else. The hands themselves, just the hands. That's what I was talking about with these classic retro, Art Deco shaped hands on a shopper. I've seen plenty of times, but that one on this particular watch we're talking about, the LUC 8-day jump hour. What do I call it? Jumping hour. It's jump hour. Anyway, take it or leave it. Prefer to leave it. If someone gave it to me, I'd hang on to it until someone made me a good offer. Put it that way. Can I close that tab? Too late.
Close it.
Right. Moving on to our friends. What do you call him? Benamius. Behanimus. Behanimus.
What? Is this for the AP? No, I don't want to talk about the AP.
I want to. I've got some negative stuff to say about it.
Jesus. Okay.
There's a zero at 12 o'clock. It's not like another 11 at 11 at 12 o'clock like the other ones.
Man, I need to open this back up because I closed it right at the very beginning. So it's like this thing's... Okay. All right. Here we go. Royal Oak Offshore Diver thing? Is that the one?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. Looks a bit comical, doesn't it? It's a bit like a Marvel
zero.
Comic.
The zero at the top. Remember the old one, that other, I was on the offshores, the standard chrono offshores. They had they've got the 11 at 12 o'clock now. They've got two 11s on the dial.
Yeah.
We had a whinge about that. We did. And this is like a zero. And it hasn't got a Audemars Piguet anywhere on the dial. It's just that AP. They're cutting it down. It's kind of like going from Kentucky Fried Chicken just to KFC everywhere.
You know, I'm sure Benny Hannibus is going to be so chuffed about that. You're comparing them to...
Yeah. What else was there? The quick change, that strap thing, which is kind of a good in principle, but with two little notches or two spots, two buttons and two spots to put it in. And I've seen some filthy AP offshores, or, you know, just people wear them for 20 years without ever cleaning them. And that's a perfect thing to go wrong, all that quick change stuff, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know what the mechanism, you have a look at the mechanism, looks quite complicated, the mechanism inside that little button, basically.
It's not just two buttons, you push and then you just jam the...
Yeah, they're going to get grime in there and water and, you know, oxidization and, yeah, it's two buttons, but it's a whole, I don't know how it's held in there. I tried to sort of have a good look at it. It's got to be more complicated than just a simple tang. Yeah. Anyway. Price is a little bit over the top. It's cheaper than a shop bar.
Yeah. The diver's actually my favorite AP.
Oh, always. Well, the very first ones were mine as well. But I think this one, it's gone backwards a little bit.
The zero, the very first 12.
The first black one was nice. The next white one was nice. And then there were some other ones which I really liked. The very, very first boutique only ones, the blue dial and different things, they were really cool. But these, I think, and the indexes and everything, they're sort of just going smaller and sort of weirder. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Dane had shout out to Dane again. Dane had an AP diver and he reviewed it on the website. I think it was maybe the white one.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it's
cool. A cool watch. It's a very cool watch.
But I'm almost very, very just cool thinking like, why they... I know, it's like, I don't know. I guess they have to put out every time there's an update or something changed, they have to put out the press releases and stuff, and then the media people have to send stuff out, and then we end up bloody talking about it and saying how boring it is. But it's not, it's not really worth talking about. But in general, I like the look of the watch.
Those those rose gold buttons on that gold one, the green one, they're going to be expensive to change, let me tell you. I ordered a diver when they very first came out, the black one, when I worked at AP.
Did you?
I liked them that much. I absolutely loved it, the very first one. I ordered it and I waited and waited and waited and waited and waited.
Yeah.
And I wanted it before a trip I had back to Australia for some, just show off probably. I don't know.
That's good.
I forget the reason. And they ended up having to put it off again and I didn't get it. So I said, stuff you, I'm just going to, and I bought something else.
Yeah.
So I didn't, never got one. I've sold one or two, I think. But never actually owned one myself. But I still do like the original ones better. As in the very first ones.
So had you upset them? Is that why they...
No. It was just that the production was slow. The production was behind. There was probably issues or whatever. And I'm actually kind of glad I didn't, because it was a 3120 movement.
Yeah.
Because
there's a few people at work who... because I talked about them on the podcast, and certain watches, they've been told to not expect to get the watch.
Oh, really?
In the foreseeable future. So sorry again. Bleep and bleep. Mm-hmm. You can't get the watch.
Look, I like these much better than that green dial.
Yeah.
Jumbo, basically. It's a tool watch, a pretty high end tool watch. Posh person's tool watch, rich person's tool watch.
Could you get them for less than, do they sell for less than retail?
No. No, still an AP.
What about a second hand one?
No, one of the old ones you might be able to.
Like for 15?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No. No, sorry. I mean, I'm just surmising here. Let me just pull up my Chrono 24 and have a look. AP Diver. I'm curious now. No, what the heck? Oh, they're giving me ball ones and everything else. Nah, no way. 25 for the first one. Let me see. Later, high. They're giving me ball divers and all sorts of weird stuff, but cheapest one I've seen there. Yeah, nah, 25,000. Yeah, it's doesn't surprise me. It's about what they are. So, keep saving.
The writing on Hodinkee is so terrible. Like, here's another great one from the end. Any of these three can be yours as early as May, assuming you've got $25,400 and a good friend at the boutique. But please, pretty please, just promise me that if you get one, you'll also take it for a swim every once in a while. After all, you wouldn't want to be rude with your rude, right?
My goodness.
We've got to think up stuff on the fly. That's funny. These people have got like a week to write this shit. So good.
And they just cut and paste it and, my goodness. James Stacey. Yeah. They need someone like SJX on the staff.
Ah, SJX is dead to me after that last one. I can't remember what he said.
We'll have a good one. We'll have a good chat.
I call SJX the poor man Hodinkee. That's what I call him.
Oh, no. I think that brings us to the bitter
conclusion.
End of our list of watches. I was kind of disappointed that a few disappeared off last week's list. But what were they again? Doesn't matter.
We're going to go through the other eight. Well, you had a guest on, so we had to...
No, that's true. That's fine. It's all good. It's all good. Well, we're not the last guest either, hopefully.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. But it's good just to chat between ourselves, isn't it?
There's something about a nice three-hour-long episode.
3 hours?
No, really? 2 hours, but we're only 2 hours in. We haven't even started recommendations yet. But I don't know. Like, it's something, when you get a new person in, it's a lot like in a marriage. It's everything's going along well, and then someone else comes in, and you're like,
they kind of mess it up a bit. It's not the same dynamics.
There's this other person in our marriage.
Mm.
Apart from Michael. Michael comes in. It's okay. I don't mind Michael.
We adopt him.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so is it too early to start wrapping up?
No.
It's fine. Then I can go out.
All the stuff.
Yeah, I can go out with the boys. The they're still out, so I can go and meet up with them there.
Is this a Fire and Time crew?
No. Different bunch of boys.
Is this the elderly round table? What is it?
The Rotary
Club? No. They are all asleep, okay? You go around asleep. Just now to the old person's home, they'll run you out.
True. Mind you, we could have some dinner sometime. I haven't had dinner yet.
Have some dinner.
Yeah, I might. I might go and have dinner. Like, you can do the recommendations and see you later. You just do a monologue and a few recommendations, will you?
I've done so many monologues tonight. You're dodging.
You have, because you keep... Well, you'll have to edit it out, because I've probably talked over top of you, because I'm doing my own little monologue here.
I know.
I've got two monologues at once. You have to stitch them together, so it's just yours and then my monologue.
Dueling monologues, like dueling banjos. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm almost finished my Dark and Stormy. My Instagram recommendation is a gentleman, doesn't have much in the way of posts yet, but he reached out to me with a question recently. His name's Tales About Timepiece. Pieces, I think. A guy called Rich from Perth, and he was asking about my next event, and I'm trying to give a shout out to him. Doesn't have many, it's underscore Tales underscore About underscore timepieces. Doesn't have many posts yet. Some interesting little watches. And I want him to come to my next event. So I'm giving a shout out and telling everyone to go and follow him. he'll be surprised by his massive peak in number of followers, possibly. Might get an extra 3, 2, 1 maybe.
When I shared your thing about your RobFest event, a few people messaged me. They're like, are you coming? Are you? And I was like, I'm not going to make it. They're like, ah, oh, fuck, that'd have been so good. Again, you and Rob together at the same thing. And I was like, listen, I'd be there, but I've got no holidays to take.
It would have been good. Yes, I know. Well, you know, it's going to happen again. I mean, this is every quarter now, basically.
Rich, about timepiece. Oh, hang on. Maybe let me
make sure I got it right. Tails, as in tails.
Oh, I'm spelling it tails as in...
Tails. Cat telling a tale. And
watches.
Oh, you and your cat. He's only got half a dozen, or a dozen. Oh, no, how many posts? A dozen posts. He'll get more, though. Very few followers, so we need to build his following up.
Yeah. Get him in a Slack group.
Get him in the Slack group. Rich, you need podcast. To come to the event, okay? Yes. There's not much hands-on. There's no hands-on watchmaking, but it's a good precursor to the stuff that is hands-on watchmaking. You'll learn a lot of stuff.
Listen, getting off Wakachangis in Rob, you could be servicing watches by the end of the
There day. Will be Wakachangis in the ice bucket.
Is there going to be actual Wakachangis at it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I really wish I was there then. Oh,
you should be. Good. You should be there. Anyway, you can't be everywhere. So, that's mine. Rich, go and follow him. If everyone follows him once it goes viral and he gets 20,000 followers... Well, it's not going to happen, is it really? Okay,
20,000 followers when you only get 20 listeners.
It's a bit like you getting a $60,000 shop after your birthday.
Yeah.
Who's yours? Come on.
I've got a great one. Great one.
Great one.
I've been speaking to him today. Had a lovely chat with him today. He's on his way into the Slack group as we speak. He's good. Been binge listening to our podcast for the past few months. I don't know if you're binge, you should have got through them quicker, that you shouldn't have to take a couple of months, but okay, let's not get into nitpicking about it. They have greatly deepened my interest in independent watches.
Good.
Started with Dustin and Asher, so I think that means it's both Roman episodes. So he's probably like, what? Who the hell are these two guys?
Who are they?
Us. I think he's thinking, who are we? Because he probably thinks he's speaking to Roman. There's so much more I look forward to learning. I appreciate the honesty. I feel like some podcasts have to appease the brands.
Oh, most of them. As in all of them except us. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so his Instagram is Lego My Seiko. LEGGOMYSEIKO. And he has a veritable smorgasbord of...
Smorgasbord. That sounds like Michael. Okay.
Smorgasbord of watches, including some cool independent type stuff. First one there, what do you see? SUF. Yes, thank
SUF.
You very much.
That's a limited edition.
Anyway. I don't think so.
Nice.
Desi's got one. SUF 180.
Now, my Stepan.
A couple of Rolexes in there. He's got a Habring. He's got, and you can actually, it's cool. If you go back far enough, you can see the progression of his collection. Moser.
Is that his Moser?
He's got a Credor.
Wow. Okay. What? A Groenfeld?
Yeah.
Serious? That's pretty impressive.
Oh, don't
very
just,
impressive.
I don't think you should just be impressed with the Groenfeld. I think overall.
I am. And then he's I'm got much like more a, impressed by the Groenfeld than that gold Rolex, that's for sure.
He's got a Laurier, a good cross-section of watches.
That's brilliant. Old Grand Seikos.
Yeah.
Well done. That man. Oh, jeez, now I can't. Where am I? How long have I scrolled? My goodness.
But yeah, if you keep on scrolling, excellent. You see he just gets a bit
watch
where it's,
enthusiast. Yeah, and how? And he's got a Leica, so he obviously takes good photos. Yeah, right. Brilliant. Good.
How good was that one? Pretty good. Pretty good? Good?
Pretty good. I only got pretty good. I heard the pretty good part. Yeah, what do they got to do, Alex? What does everyone got to do? Go and follow us, like us, and everything else. That's
follow
it.
Follow Rob, Geneva underscore Blue underscore on Instagram. Go and check out his YouTube channel, Geneva Blue on YouTube. Follow us, Fifth Wrist on Instagram, Facebook. If you want to join the Slack group, Rob's in there, aren't you, Rob? You're always
sometimes
stuff up by typing in the wrong bit, and then I have to come along and freaking edit it.
I do it deliberately. Crap, I said like, I did it deliberately. Dang. You don't believe me, but I do. That's okay. I'm going to keep you and Anthony on your toes. You guys love that thing.
Email us at contact@fifthwrist.com. Leave us a review on iTunes. And please come and review one of your watches. Actually, I might get old Lego Maseko to review one of his watches.
Yes,
please do. He's got a couple of crackers in there. We want some variety.
I'm still scrolling through.
Of things.
Mouth agape. It's quite a thing. It's quite different between a Radio Captain Cook and a Groenfeld, and then a Grants. It's really wide variety. Excellent. Oh, Doxa, brilliant.
Cool. Good on you. So yeah, come and review your watch. And what else, Rob?
Stay on time.